Why, hello, Jackson. My, but you're pale and thin. What's the trouble? Why, you look as if you've just come off for 6 days.
I've just come out of the hospital.
Oh, no, you mean the hospital.
Yes, that's it.
Why, what is the trouble?
Well, I had an operation formed on me.
Mm-hmm. What was the nature of the operation?
The doctor said I had a pin in the fetus.
Oh, you mean appendicitis.
I know he cited it anyhow.
Well, was the operation successful?
Oh, yes, but I had an awful time.
How was that?
Well, you see, the doctor, he cut me open, took out the fetus, then he sewed me up again.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I'll be around tomorrow to see how you're getting along. So he come around the next morning, he was all excited.
I see.
He says, I'm sorry, but while operating on you last night, I forgot to remove the sponge from the incision. So he cut me open, took out the sponge, and sewed me up again. Now he said, I guess you'll be all right, but nevertheless, I'll come tomorrow and see how you're getting along. So he come around the next morning, he says, how do you feel this morning? Oh, I says, all right, doctor. Well, he says, I'm very sorry, he says. I left my operating scissors in the incision. So he cut me open again, took out the scissors, and then he sewed me up. Now he says, I'm pretty sure you're all right. But never mind, I'll be around tomorrow and see how you're making out. So he come around the next morning. He says, how do you feel this morning? Oh, I says, scandalous, doctor. Scandalous.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he says, I'm very, very sorry to disturb you again. But he says, while sewing you up last night, I forgot to remove the needle from the incision. So he cut me open, removed the needle, and was just about to sew me up again when I hollered, hold on, doctor, don't sew me up again. Never mind doing that. Just put a button on it. Oh, but there was a poor fella in yonder. My Lord, they brought him in pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And when they got him all patched up, the doctor come in and he noticed he had but one eye.
I see.
Yes, he called the nurse over. He said, how is it? When this man come in here, he had two eyes. Now he's got but one. He says, where is his other eye? My Lord, the nurse said, that's all right, doctor. His other eye is out on the veranda reading the morning paper.
Well, I had a strange experience, too. I just come out of the hospital.
What was the matter with you?
Well, you see, I went to the Hibernian ball a short time ago,
mm-hmm.
and during the evening, I made the mistake of my life.
How was that?
Well, there was a lot of Hibernians down in the corner of the hall, and they were very noisy. So I walked down among them, and I hollered out three cheers for the APA.
Wow, wow, wow.
And that's all I remember.
Oh, Lord.
When I was restored to consciousness, I was in the hospital, in a nice little bed, and there was a nurse bending over me and saying, swallow this. Oh, she was a beautiful girl. Pink eyes, brown cheeks, yellow hair, and scarlet lips. Venus was a bale of hay compared to a beautiful figure.
Oh, never seen.
First she took my temperature, then she took my watch. Then she would come every afternoon and remain at my bedside for hours and read chapters of American history out of the bartender's guide. Then she would bathe my fevered brow and then crack nuts on my head with a hammer. Oh, never, never will I forget those delightful moments. At last I got well, and the morning I was leaving the hospital, I asked this girl to become my wife. Then she told me the truth. She said she was a rich man's daughter. And only us, the sick people, just for the sake of doing it. Now she says, you know I'm worth millions. I'm sure you will not marry me, although I love you dearly. And just at that moment,
yes, yes, go on,
I woke up.
Ah, oh, it's a good thing you didn't sleep forever.